Don't be a dick. This and other words of wisdom on The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a craft beer podcast. Indie beer podcast. Hey, I'm Mikey. Ooh,
thanks for saving that one. This is the...
I'm Matt.
And special guest.
Guest this week, Dave Renteria.
We're all here to talk about beer. Indie beer, that is. We're going to drink it, talk about it, and dream about it. And who
shit
knows what else bit. We're going to do with
we'll
it.
We'll shit on it a little
that
bit.
That was indie beer, not any beer.
Yeah, indie beer.
Or Audi beer.
Oh, what's that? What do I hear? What do I hear?
Hashtag
indie beer.
I love gold!
And of course, you can't start a beer podcast without beer being opened.
But we try.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
So we have Day Fresh Rush Hour from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company being released tomorrow because today is Friday, guys.
Yep.
It's Friday.
Yay, Friday.
Release day tomorrow.
And
Rush Day.
This is a Brazilian bean. I think it's called Yellow Bourbon.
Yellow Bourbon.
And...
the yellowest of all bourbons.
But it was roasted for us by Cafe Corazon here in town. So, I mean, it has to be different than last year. Last year we had a Colombio roast.
Oh, man. This is exciting.
So, technically, this is a born yesterday.
Are we...
Not even born yesterday. Literally, it came off the bottling line at 11 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. So old.
Super, are we the first
super old
first non-Tioga people to have this?
Other yes. than the homeless people,
just make us cool and say yes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even think Bert's opened his bottle.
Even
yet.
If you said no, he's going to think yes anyways and just go with it. So
neener.
Pretty. It's pouring nice so and pretty. Hard. Nice head. At first, the head was matching the. Actual beer, and now the head's dissipating beer. Enough to where...
Oops, I used my big glass.
I thought it was red for a second, then I realized, nope, it's the heat.
Getting the coffee.
Damn.
I don't know if I'm getting the aroma as strong as last year's, but it's definitely there and nice.
You know what, though? It is smooth.
The head is dissipating quite quickly, too.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty glass or ooh. Shitty beer.
Oh, man. My dishwasher is excellent.
Oof. Oh, shitty beer then.
No, that's an old dishwasher. Who knows?
Who knows?
I haven't run one of those rinse things through it for a while.
Don't you clean your dishwasher?
Mm-hmm. Clean your dishwasher lines? Everyone's quiet because yes. We're all enjoying our beer.
It's usually a sign that the food is good and the table gets cold.
Yeah, if you're a really hardcore listener of The Perfect Pour, when there's a lot of quietness, it usually means that we just are enjoying ourselves.
I know when Rush Hour ages, it gets super chocolatey, which it's not right now. But I will say that the coffee is just very tame, very smooth. It's not... I don't think it's really punching me in the face, but I'm not upset with that. I'm not trying to say I'm upset.
Yeah.
There's no coffee bitter to this at all. It's very, you're right.
It is smooth as hell.
Do you guys mind if I hugged it? You wouldn't care, would you? Like,
we can hug
my glass.
We won't.
Oh, hug your glass. Yes, that's perfect. Okay.
We'll pretend not to see and look the other way.
I happen to pour it on me. Don't judge that either.
It's all right.
Wow. Do we need to fire up the warrant?
Do we need to turn our periscope on?
Just a little dab behind the ear.
So Rush Day, this Rush Hour we're having now, you'll be able to get two bottles a person?
So the first 100, I believe, can buy 4 Rush Hour. There's the coffee. I just burped. That's what that one meant. 2 s'more, 2 kick. The first 100 people. After that, I think it cuts down to 3 Rush Hour, 1 cake, 1 s'more.
Okay.
And then I think the midnight or the autumn rush barrel age, I think that cuts from 4 to 2 or 4 to 3. I don't have it off the top of my head because, sorry, I sound like I'm eating gravel, people. I know today, just bear with me. I don't have the notes in front of me, and the barrel room will be selling bottles, so I'm not too focused on keeping track of that because I will be at the beer garden.
Right.
Which is just outside the barrel room, so I have to keep my mind focused on people wanting growler fills of cake and s'mores.
You can fill your growler. Is all the beer going to be growler fills, or is there any of the bottled beer that you will not have on tap?
So Midnight Rush, Autumn Rush, s'mores, cake, and s'mores, cake, and Rush Hour will all be on draft. S'mores and cake are the only two. Well, s'mores, cake, and Rush Hour are the only three that you can get in growler fill. No barrel ages. Mm. And then we're talking if we can get a nitro milk stout. Yeah, I saw you guys. Ooh. Or there was a maple beer we're working on.
Nitro, bro?
We might nitro. Slip those in last minute if they turn up.
Whoa.
So it's going to be insane.
Turnip.
It's going to be a crazy day because we will be there podcasting live from Rush Day 2015. Get your tickets now. So we are imploring any a listener that is always wanted to be on the show. Saturday, Rush Day is your day.
Saturday.
We'll be camped out in the beer garden. You'll know us by the microphones. Pretty easy. the two hot dudes and another guy with the microphones. I'm not going to say which the third guy isn't hot, but I'm sure they're we're all.
You be the judge.
You be the judge.
You know what's going to happen now. Somebody else is going to show up with microphones and just. Damn it.
And they're going to be really.
Which one's the real?
They're
going
to be really terrible and assholes, okay, and ugly. And I'm going to be like, God, those perfect poor guys are.
The funny thing is, you guys
jerk
are
knockers.
I'll be working, but you two will probably be sitting at the table
drinking.
Nobody will probably come up to you because they won't know, because it's radio. They don't know what you guys look like.
Yeah.
So they'll just be sitting there until they like go, yes, they're scrolling through their Instagram feeds and they go, I'm in the background of Perfect Pour's picture. Oh my God, that's a perfect pour.
Oh my God.
And then they run over.
That's what totally they look like.
That's totally Mikey.
That one has to be Mikey.
Yeah. Star Wars guy over there.
That looks like a Star Wars nerd.
Nerds.
So, speaking of...
And happy Star Wars, too.
Oh, yeah?
Happy Star Wars Day.
Happy Star Wars. Soon.
One, 7 days.
I'll see it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'll be seeing it each day, first 3 days.
And he will poop all 3 days.
Boop. So, yeah, we're going to be there recording our episode there at Rush Day.
Is this going to be a special episode, or is this going to be
That week's episode. So, yeah, you want to get in all your stuff, get it in.
Special.
That's special. You want to get in all your stuff, get it in.
Come on, come all.
All right, so we're still enjoying this Rush Hour.
Oh, man.
Let's get into some stories, culture stories.
True story.
Stone is now pouring their Berlin beer. Their Berlin beer is officially pouring.
They're now tasting America.
Yep. It is a real thing. America indie beer, craft beer is in Europe now.
Worldwide.
I'm really curious on how that's going to turn out. Like, if it's just going to blow up, or if Europe's just going to be like,
this beer is cold.
This beer is cold.
We come in and we destroy you like wall. Oh, wait. That already happened.
You are no good.
Why are you like cops? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Somebody's sneaking into the studio right now.
Oh, boy.
Are you wearing skinny sweats?
Yes.
He has a C-3PO bag. He's got skinny jeans, skinny sweats.
Jiggings, guys. Jiggings.
Jake from State Farm has just entered the studio.
Yay!
Jake.
Can we rig him up the microphone?
Definitely not Jaggies.
Let's see.
If I could scrounge up something. You guys keep
Should we do official podcast break?
I don't know. If I've got a fifth one out here.
No, I can hang out in the back. It's fine.
Way to go, Jake.
I got a mic. Yeah, there's two mics up there.
Okay.
All right, we'll let Bitter Brewer see if we can give Jake something to work with here. As Jake has a package, though.
Give me something to write on.
It's not talking. I don't know.
Well, he's got those skinny sweats on.
Skinny sweats and Jake's package.
his package got here 5 minutes before you did.
Do you hear that, ladies?
Yeah.
Jake from State Farm. He will be pouring at Rush Day.
Yes.
Jake will be pouring at Rush Day. The Bearded Brewer will be pouring at Rush Day. Are you pouring at Rush Day, Dave?
I am not. I'm drinking at Rush Day.
Oh, you'll be in line.
Yes, I will.
Testing.
Oh, look at that. Jake from State Farm. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. What do you got in your bag? Now you have a mic.
I have some goodies and a homebrew. Some homebrew. Of course.
Damn.
So
unless it's gotta be I have no interest in it.
I got Smoxy.
Smoxy. Sabertooth squirrel.
Oh, that's a nice one.
And then I have
more beer for your pleasure.
It's a collab with Boulevard and Cigar City.
Oh, Boulevard.
Tropical.
They got a douchebag that runs their social media.
No. Didn't you know?
And then I got some beer that's homebrew that we, of course, you got to bring a homebrew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hibiscus Saison. So, and then a good old.
Oh, look at that.
Good old Green Flasher.
Green Flash Kern River, or no, Alpine Nelson.
Mikey just approved.
It's approved. You open up whatever you want to open up there, Jake from State Farm.
Oh, I had a bottle cap fake out. I thought I saw a Pliny in there.
Oh. I'm not that lucky.
I was like, yeah, he's bringing it. Oh, no.
Oh, no. He sucks. So I also, before we get too much further, I want to damn you, Bitter Brewer, and also praise you. Because for a full week, in my head, all I've been doing is, don't want to miss a thing, even when I dream of you. That's all I've been doing for like a whole week of last episode.
There was not much buzz on social media about that, but
I was surprised.
I'm kind of halfway expecting a few voicemails to chime
maybe,
in on that.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe.
I hope it's voicemail karaoke. Like they just continue singing it for
us, right?
On the voicemail. There no not even introduction, just right into the song.
Just do the whole song.
Yeah.
And
I love gold.
Yeah, look, we missed a bottle opening here. Smog City's Sabertooth Squirrel American Amber Ale, Smog City out of the Los Angeles area of California.
If everybody could look at the UPC, they are pretty fucking brilliant, if I do say.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I see it. I saw it. I just don't get it.
And then Tioga's. Look at theirs. Oh, my gosh. Isn't it cool?
Tioga's is Tioga's
skyline
is rad.
Silhouette.
Torrance, California.
Let me see yours. Turn it this way.
Sabertooth Squirrel.
Oh, they also did
that. I heard that Smog City is going to be making it into Fresno.
What?
Well, thank goodness you didn't say sell out.
I thought it already has.
Not officially. I don't know. Who?
Where did I swore I saw somebody post Smog City. It might have been Fig Tree. Somebody.
Yeah, he's been saying he's going to get it, but he's been saying it for a while.
There's
I swear I saw a picture.
It's coffee. Not Dinuba. There's one.
Yeah, there's one Hanford or something that has that always gets
Grangeville.
Smog City.
Grangeville.
Yeah, Grangeville.
He gets a lot of good stuff. He gets I don't know how he gets it. I asked him one time. He's just like
he just like,
don't ask, don't have.
He's like, bro, you want the beer or not?
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, like, just fucking buy it. Everybody have this Smog City. I think we had this
But it has some age on it, so.
Once.
Not too bad.
Before, I want to say on the show.
Gabe.
On the show, Gabe. Mm-hmm. Shoe, Gary Vanderchuk.
Yeah, Gabe brought this when he was here. That was actually one of the times I was here, when Gabe came right before he left to go to Colorado.
That's right. Gabe did that. Gabe's cool dude.
Gabe's pretty awesome.
Awesome dude. Okay, I have a serious topic. It's good that we have a couple of extra people here.
I hate it.
I hate it. Hate it. Okay, so lately, since all these buyouts have been happening, all this stuff, I'm wondering if maybe it's been maybe making me respect Boston Beer Company.
Uh-oh.
A little bit more.
All right.
Because they've been able to stay.
Did you go maybe, not
that's, maybe that's been their plan the whole time.
Yeah. Is it time to lift the ban on Rebel IPA?
No. No.
Oh, Dave is voting no.
100% no. Well,
we should still. We have a long. Because when Rebel IPA began, it was basically a ripoff of Lagunitas. IPA, which kind of pissed me off, and we basically did a thing where like, no, we're not going to drink Rebel IPA. So, and the three of us on the show have not, far as I'm no, we have not drank it, and that's been going on for since Rebel IPA began.
See, and I haven't drank it because of you three. So if you do it, my entire life is a lie.
The only time that I have to, it's like. When I go to Irene's Cafe and you go inside to get a booth, you always get the booth by the beer taps and the Rebel IPA cans just kind of staring at
that
you.
Is a good,
it's somewhere a good between booth. It's somewhere between
I've the, been in that booth. That's a good booth.
Somewhere between the ex-girlfriend and a train wreck, you try to not look, but it's you're just kinda like I know.
This is like your ex-girlfriend is in a booth back in the corner and you're yeah. like, what the fuck she's doing over
and
there?
And I'm like, what the hell is that? Stop looking at the handle. It's not making this any better. That's
here. Well, here's my thinking on why you should not lift the ban.
All right,
the ban.
Go ahead, Dave.
Sam Adams, the company, is so big right now. There are so many other beers that you can drink and say I'm still going to support them as a quote unquote craft brewery, even though they're not, and not have to drink Rebel IPA still. You can drink any other beer they make and say it's okay.
Any other Sam Adams beer,
if you wanted to, if that was your only option.
But, okay,
well.
Go ahead.
To further add to this Rebel IPA, they're making a Rebel Grapefruit IPA.
I have not seen that.
What? And it's to go after Mr. Billion Dollar Company.
See, now that makes sense.
Yeah. Look it up. It's a nice little label. It's orange and like pink.
I need to hear from the brothers, though.
And I've tried it.
Oh, you tried it already?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It is weird.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's not Sculpin.
Isn't that the weird?
It's not Sculpin grapefruit.
There's a beer for you right there. Beer. Isn't that weird? What style is that?
Golden ale.
No, it's got to be one of those golden stouts. It's got to be a golden.
Oh, there you go.
Golden
you
stout. Go. Golden stout. Nice. Isn't that weird?
That would be perfect.
Your coffee, stout is golden.
A coffee kolsch.
But it tastes like stout. A coffee kolsch?
Yeah. Wow. Coffee kolsch.
What is this?
Is that weird?
That's weird.
I want it now.
I want now. So what are you guys saying here? I want to hear. We've got listeners. We've got two very supportive listeners. Chiming in, I want to hear what the brothers have to say.
Ask me in the form of what do I think about it?
What do you think of what do you think about having a Rebel IPA at this point? At this point in our lifespan of the Perfect Four,
not much. That's
a vote for a no.
I'm making too much of this. Is that what?
I think so.
No, it is.
Again, actually, I'm making too much of something.
Oddly enough, it is actually a valid question now. Like, has Sam Adams regained street cred, not by their own power, but by the power of others?
Everyone else selling out?
Yeah.
Like, their main.
Like, are they now.
His main rival sold out, Lagunitas, so now it's like.
But no one can afford to buy Sam Adams, though. That's another thing you have to take into consideration, too. It's not like no one would want to. No one can afford to.
Mm.
Who's going to buy them?
Sam Adams is more than a billion.
They're like $10 for a six pack.
Okay. Sam Adams, how much would Sam Adams go for if Ballast Point went for a billion? How much would Sam Adams go for?
Mike,
2 million.
The easiest way for me to put this synopsis into a thing, to me, it's what you're saying is they let Guns N' Roses and Green Day into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We might as well let Sting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He already is. The police can come in. Sting cannot.
But that's the thing. There's always that person. It's like, you know, they're just like, Metallica's never been in and they're amazing. And, you know, you're just like, whatever. And then they're like, girl, Green Day's and now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like, but Metallica's still not.
Is Metallica still not?
There's always that one artist that's never been, or you know,
like Led Zeppelin never winning a Grammy.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, how about the fact that "Don't Want to Miss a Thing" was Aerosmith's first number one song ever?
They didn't write it.
Wow,
they didn't write it.
I had to.
Van Halen number one song, "Jump." They wrote it. That song. They wrote that. The same. For the argument of best all-time best American rock band.
I didn't know that was an argument we were having.
Yeah, tangent. Okay. Oh. It's from last episode, the end of last episode.
Freebird, then.
Freebird, that song requires effort and movement, and I don't care for that.
So. I don't care for that. What? Jake from State Farm, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just observing.
All right. Cool. Cool. Well, I guess we should get mention our tailgating beer since we're almost out of culture, right?
Oh,
but yeah. These are beers that Jake didn't have. Okay. Pizza Port's Session IPA, the Ponto Session IPA. Always excellent, and that went down excellently. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ponto or Swami's? I always love it when those show up.
Swami's are the best. That everywhere.
Well, the one that fakes me out every time from pizza is a Chronic. I always think that's going to be like a hoppy beer, nope. And I keep forgetting it's their Amber. And I'm like, oh, Chronic, hoppy, that sounds like amber. Something I want, you know, in my veins. Oh, no, it's just
I want
amber.
Chronic in my veins. We also had from Maui Brewing Company the Doppelbock.
Yeah, the Fig Tree Pickup.
Yummy.
Limited release
from the Asian guy on Sundays.
There was the Asian guy.
I've seen that guy. Yeah. I was like, what happened?
What happened?
It's like I always secretly want JD to see me there so he knows that I go there still. Yeah. But
right.
I keep getting his workers and I'm just like, he'll never know.
He'll never know.
Anyway, as you were.
And it was nice. Had this coffee. It's a Doppelbock with coffee, Maui coffee.
Maui.
There's like a hair on my mic.
Oh, I can see
bugging the shit out of me.
I want what he's having.
I think you got it.
Yeah, it looks like I'm chasing ghosts or something.
You've always been that weird.
And Samuel Smith, one of the oldest breweries in the world. Samuel Smith from England, India Ale. I got this for like 200.
Whoa.
225.
Because
we have a liquor store by here that's closing. The Bullard Liquor, You Save Liquor, is closing, and they're having a sale on some things. So I for some reason, it was weird because I've seen this bottle in the past couple weeks, and I was like, you know, with Samuel Smith, I kind of just gloss over and don't really look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, this India Ale kept catching my eye in the past couple weeks, and then I saw it there on sale and got it. So they've been around since 1758. They've been making beer. So
is that all?
You're acting like the regular price is that much more.
I know it's not that cheap. It was like $1 off.
$2.50.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed it.
That looks
it.
Like a $4 bottle max.
They get their water from a well. That they drew in 1758, and this what they still get their water from the same well.
It's a deep ass well.
And
it's England. It rains there.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
We have a natural replenishing water source.
What's a well?
California wells.
It's all the ones that are dried up here. That's what those are.
Those are called holes.
Dry hole.
Never go in a dry hole.
And the podcast has gone to a new low.
And I think that's it. It feels like there was another one, but I guess we didn't do the hardcore tailgate drinking.
Did we talk about this already?
This one big Tioga commercial? Oh, yeah. Come on.
We must have had another beer if Dave forgot rush hour.
So I guess we're undecided on lifting the ban, or should we stay? No. No. Oh, wait. I'm undecided, so we're still undecided, right?
So Mike pretty much figured it out for everybody.
So the band stays.
I think we stay fast, steadfast.
All right. See, so, I'm here from Nick.
Until we're blindsided by the, here, try this beer.
Right. Oh, you well, just here's, had a rebel. Here's what I'm worried about. Because when you go into, say, the Chili's or the
Ida wants her birthday party at the Chili's, and the forced
Chili's, the Red Robin, the Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings has like 8 different Sam Adams beers on tap, and they're like, we're way new craft beer. We've got all Sam Adams, so I'm like. Well, yeah, your point, Dave. I can have other Sam Adams beers, but there are many places where like the craft beer on tap is a Rebel IPA. So I'm just
that's happened to me.
It might be might be easier. And now
do it.
Oh, you got me!
I love gold.
Dave was so worried about that cork.
I just saw you pointing.
Didn't need
right
a corkscrew for that one.
No corkscrew for that one.
Not like my brother. It's just gonna push it with the thumb towards like 15 fluorescent lights.
Yeah, that's how I roll. I live dangerously.
chicks dig that.
It's okay. Yeah. My brother plays an architect on TV.
What did we just open here, Nick?
So this be. A Duvel Walker Agrestic.
There we go.
American Wild Red Ale.
Duvel Barrel Works, thank you.
Barely Works, is that what you said?
Barely.
Oh.
Barely Works.
Wrecked him, didn't even know him.
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
Agrestic. Firestone Walker, the mysteriously owned by...
Yeah,
Duvel. Nobody
knows how much.
See that's what worries me. It must Duvel must own more than 50%, because why else would you keep it secret?
You think they'd be bragging if it was under 50%?
It was under 50%, they would say it. It's got to be over 50%. Why else would they keep it secret?
The official term is probably enough.
They own enough. All right, they that's all enough. You need to know.
The people got paid enough.
Capital injections.
I'm glad they're not saying, because I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to not.
Dave, keep it together, would you?
I don't want to have to not.
Hold it together, man.
Firestone.
I'm good.
I want to be able to drink Firestone still. So
good punk band name, huh?
Okay, really would.
I still want to drink Firestone.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, if it came out and was like, Duvel owns 99% of Firestone. I'm like, shit, damn it!
But what if they said like, and they have for the last 3 years?
I'd have to puke it all out, I guess.
So here's a question:
3 years worth of puking?
Yeah. Well, honey, I'm gonna be busy for the next couple of days.
We're going way back.
We're going puking. Honey, let's go puking.
Mikey, I want to fuck with your world a little bit.
Oh no,
I want to go there.
Oh no,
I'm kind of in the mood.
Chumming the waters.
Don't mess with my sensibilities,
Barry. So, now that Duvel owns an unknown amount of Firestone,
yes,
undisclosed. Say your favorite brewery in the world, Russian River, was doing another remodeling, Firestone took over some brewing for them for a time being. So you wouldn't know
they did that. Oh,
but what if it happened again?
It was before Duvel.
How would you trust a Russian River?
I trust Russian River with your craft beer life. You trust Vinny, like Vinny's a person where like they are quintessentially showing you, because they are they've been at their breaking point for a long time, where they're literally brewing as hard as they can. And they can't even, they haven't even had a new beer as far as like a bottled beer, like because they can't. They can't even keep up with any demand. They are begging. They've been, for years they've been begging to be bigger, like to grow. And they're like, no, we're cool with the size we're at. Like I can, like they're the last person I would imagine that would get bought out by anything corporate at all. Like I would like to see them get some bigger capacity, but on their own steam, hopefully. I would think they could be able to do that, but I know that they're at a size where they're probably not making a ton of money. I doubt they're making that much money because they're not producing that many barrels. So I don't know. That's it. Russian River is an interesting
just depends on cost of living nowadays. And they have to sell well at their pub.
Oh yeah, they sell as well as they can, but their beer's cheap. They don't have expensive beer. All you know, Ballast Point. They don't. you can get Pliny cheaper than you can get anything from Ballast Point. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, even have you seen the pure hoppiness six packs? They're $18.
Yep.
Ooh, I haven't seen that. Their price. Ooh, that's rough.
Stone did that with their Enjoy Buy. I mean, that was like $18.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that too. The six packs, right?
Sixers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they were like $18.99 in a lot of places,
and people bought them.
Oh, hell yeah, they did. It's Fresno. Yeah.
So, what was your question, Peter?
What was the question?
Would you still?
I went off on a. Yeah. What I wait?
How much trust would you lose and or have to rebuild if?
Well, if they were using Firestone's equipment for.
Knowing that it's Firestone Duvel.
Right.
And Russian River was having some help.
I think I would completely trust them, like Vinny, to be, you know, not fucking around with it. Like, he would be there. Like, he would, like, let somebody, his assistant brewer, handle Santa Rosa, and he'd be sitting there at Firestone making sure all the shit's right. And there's some Duvel... Some corporate Duvel motherfucker came up and he'd be like, get the fuck out of here. I'm Vinny. Don't tell me anything.
I'm Vinny, bitches.
I'm Vinny.
It'd be funny if in 3 months later, there's like a brand new Duvel beer that comes out that tastes exactly like Pliny.
The Firestone's actually releasing a new IPA.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've not heard of this.
I smell conspiracy.
They didn't steal secrets while they were brewing it, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they released their calendar and... They have a new hoppy one come in. I could see.
Yeah, well, ours has like a little bit less Simcoe than the Pliny.
But you know that's just that's why I still like Firestone because I still trust that there are some fellas there.
I still trust Firestone, and I don't have any. They're not as cool now that the Val has a stake in them. But they're still Firestone. They're still great, and they're still local.
Apparently, their box release days are still a hit.
And the thing about that, though, is that they can still be somebody's gateway. Because the average person who's not into craft beer can look at Firestone and go, that's a great way to get into craft beer, and not know about the Duvel part of it, and still use that as a bridge to get into their craft beer. Mm-hmm. So
it's going to be three rotations throughout the year, but it's Luplonic Distortion.
Luplonic Distortion.
Luplonic. Luponic.
That's going to be the Firestone. New IPA. Looking out for.
There it is.
Looking out for. Any other culture stuff you guys, anybody here wanted to talk about?
Rush Day?
Rush Day?
We'll talk more about Rush Day. Yeah.
Did
we
be
talk
there.
About that at the show, or is that tailgating? I'm like,
what? Wow. Yeah, you're confused, bro.
I've lost, I don't know where the line went. Yeah. Like, when did we talk about that?
I mean, that much beer.
My only two things are, they're more looking out for's than they are.
Okay. We'll wait for looking out for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of news, kind of looking out for.
What?
Culture? You have any culture items, sir?
I was sleeping. Leave me alone. I'm sleeping.
Get Nick some more beer, somebody.
Yes, please. More beer.
More beer, dude.
Do you think Fresno has plateaued at the moment as far as craft beer versus...
Okay, craft beer page.
Yes. No, it's a good, it's a solid question, and I think the answer is no.
Versus what?
There was a individual posting that he thought the market has been saturated and we cannot handle any more craft beer.
But didn't
until we recruit new drinkers.
Yeah, but that's like automatically I think that's disqualified by the fact that Founders hit how soon ago? Just very recently we got Founders.
That's the thing though. We have too much. We have too much beer.
They're saying that the pie cannot,
more beer than beer drinkers.
The pie is not getting any bigger.
Okay.
But there's getting smaller and smaller slices, and places are being affected by that. And we're not some metropolitan area like San Diego where there's a well-rounded craft culture, whereas Fresno is kind of plateauing as far as amount of people getting into beer or drink beer.
That's really a chicken and egg kind of argument then, because you can very easily go the other route and say, how are we ever going to get more drinkers and more craft beer society and culture in Fresno if we don't have more beers for them to choose from? I mean, you can go that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... Do you need more beers to get more drinkers, or do you need more drinkers to get more beer?
That's what people are trying to figure out. Are the venues cursed? Did they not offer good service? Is there too much craft beer saturation? They were trying to kind of label what it was. And
is that just because of Geary's closing? Yeah, Geary's closing.
And Geary's, Swigs.
Oh, that's the thing.
Swigs is closing?
Swigs closed.
Swigs closed. I missed that.
See?
But they're the same owners,
Swigs
aren't they? Or are they not?
Before Geary's.
Oh, okay. I totally missed
Swigs,
that.
Swigs. Geary's is recent. Hofbräu is temporarily closed, they're saying.
It's closed.
Their Facebook
it's been
says
closed for a while.
Yeah, the sign out says pending sale.
No, Clovis Hofbräu. Dweebs.
Oh, Clovis Hofbräu closed too?
They have a posting on their Facebook saying temporarily closed.
Oh,
please be patient.
Jeez, man.
They're closed for good.
Don't open a Hofbräu around here.
Well, that's the thing. I think all the closures aren't because of the beer was sitting there getting warm. It was other reasons.
Right.
But yeah, I mean,
Geary's wasn't because of the beer.
No, Geary's was because it was overpriced and,
and
too big.
But
the question was originally posed was the beer saturation, but as the post went on, people were identifying that it could have been the individual establishment's downfall versus the beer.
Mm-hmm.
So establishments aside, is beer sitting too long on the shelf, in other words? Are we getting the fresh Enjoy By Now beer is not flying off the shelf like it should be.
It is sitting too long on the shelf, but it's not sitting too long on the shelf because there's not enough people drinking it. It's because you're not doing what you need to get people to you. Like, Geary's, overpriced, like we said. Tried to do, in my opinion, too much, too soon, too big. Like, too fancy, you know.
In the wrong spot.
In which case, people don't come.
East Shaw.
Yeah.
No
one shows up. Next to college.
It's not a metropolitan downtown.
Yeah, no one shows up, so the beer doesn't get drunk. Mm-hmm. It's not because there's too much beer to choose from. It's because you're not doing what you need to get the crowd to come into your place to get that beer. So I don't think it's a matter of oversaturation. I think it's just you're not doing what you need to do to get crowds to you. Mm-hmm. I don't see Ephraim having a big problem at Goldstein's.
Yeah.
You know,
and he nailed it. He's got location. He's got location. The right prices.
And look how many taps he has. Look how many options he has.
Mm-hmm.
I was just there. Nice. Were you wearing the skinny sweats?
What'd you have?
No,
maybe we'll wait for your Ben Caught Drinking before ask for what you had there.
I am an astounding, an aggressive no. We are not oversaturated. I don't think.
And I share that. I don't think we are either. But
I don't think we are. But I do see it.
I'm crazy.
As a rep now, I do see saturation of brands and brands that are dead brands, or they just don't, you know, they collect dust. Mm-hmm. And these buyers like a Marosha or something like that, they see like, I'm running out of space, but you guys are still bringing in more beer. I got to clear some out. Like I'm running out of room. I don't know if that's a saturation. Maybe it's just not enough space and just too much selection.
You do
not enough physical space. Like
you do need to look at your IPA dates in town. I definitely noticed that. Like, I was at the 76 the West Shaw Craft mm-hmm. this week, and there was IPA, you know, 3-4 months. The IPAs are hitting 3-4 months a lot around here at town. I noticed. So I don't know what that means. If that means there's just too much.
I don't think that's unique to Fresno. I think other cities experience old beer.
Yeah. And depending upon the brewery, I mean, you know, the closer the brewery is to home, I mean, the closer you are to the brewery's home, the better chances things get rotated.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, places do have complaint departments or things that you could turn in, but a rep for that brewery could have, you know, a 600-mile strip down, you know, 99 of what they cover. So could be that.
Just be careful.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was in Gilroy a year ago or so, maybe not even that long ago, and I went into a store looking for something, and they had a bottle of DBA that was from 2013 sitting on a shelf, and I was like, "What the fuck is this? This is not that kind of beer."
And that would have been not only would that have been an old bottle, but that was a different label design, right?
Completely blue and red, like almost like the Union Jack type looking label. No, new. And speaking of undersaturation, we're not drinking anything. We've been talking for like 10 minutes. We're not
saturating.
We're not saturating anything right now.
In this room, particularly,
we're getting too political.
I love gold.
Let's drown our feelings and opinions.
Mikey's so excited he cannot break away to play the I Love Gold.
We didn't have to.
Sound bit.
Let's drown our feelings and opinions with beer.
Ultimately, I'm with you. No, we are not oversaturated. It's
Alpine the Beer Company via Green Flash Nelson.
I think it has a bottle date on there, too.
Nothing else. Sure. I got a plus one.
There's a second one on that tray over there.
That's all right.
Seat over there.
I didn't even hear what we opened. What was it?
Nothing.
Rebel Raw.
You need to worry about it. Rebel Rouser. Rebel Rouser.
Rebel Raw. Sam Adams bought Green Flash to buy Alpine.
That would be.
Even though they had no idea that what Alpine was, but they're like, yeah, we'll
buy it. We need this.
We need it.
Hey, so I've been absent for a little while. Is there any more information on this pineapple sculpin I'm hearing something about? Is that.
It's over.
Is it done?
It's over. Well, we'll never know. Johnny. Matt may have it, but. I'll never have it. It's out there.
I heard Peppermint Victory at Sea is coming to town.
Yes. I will be enjoying that.
Too bad we can't buy it.
Oh, Jake.
December 20th.
Jake, oh my gosh.
Did you get some, Jake?
Yes.
I am now officially, this is copyright perfect pour because I have not heard this anywhere, even though it seems obvious to me. Any beer that's been bought or helped along by some big corporate beer is not buyout beer. So now,
buyout beer.
Ballast Point is a buyout beer.
Hashtag buyout beer.
Buyout beer.
Bob.
Lagunitas buyout beer. Hashtag buyout beer.
Bob.
But nobody's gonna know what that is. Yeah, buyout beer.
We'll get them there.
We'll get them one day. One day they'll see Bob and they're like, oh, buyout beer.
Buyout beer.
Hashtag Bob.
So here it is.
Ooh,
indie beer is started. Indie beer, the 3B Zine officially started, even though we kind of threw around the indie beer for a while. It's been thrown around, but officially 3B Zine coined it and made it a thing. And we're all in on indie beer. Now buyout beer, aka Ballast Point and et cetera, that started. The podcasters are starting all the cool shit. That's what we're saying.
Word.
So at what point does a brewery get bought out that they're not a buyout beer?
Mm. Above 20%, 25%.
You're drinking it right now.
No, what I mean is, like, let's say.
Oh, man, is that right? Alpine buyout beer?
Let's say
The point where it's not a buyout beer.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a buyout beer.
Okay.
What is a brewery right now, let's say a San Diego brewery that is popular that has not been bought out yet? Just give me an example.
Mother Earth.
Okay.
Man, good one.
Mother Earth decides that they want to expand and they buy Tioga. Is Tioga
a
buyout
beer? It's a hell of a way to expand.
Mother Earth is still indie beer. Okay. Right. Mother Earth is still indie beer.
So as long as it's not a brewery that is so big already,
right? It's got to be indie beer. If people, indie beer buys indie beer, then it's still indie beer.
Okay.
People no trip ever. When you bring things Heineken, Duvel, Corona, Modelo, whatever. They freak out when those names are involved.
Yeah, me.
It doesn't matter that
they, meaning me.
It doesn't matter that, you know, Sky Vodka.
Oh my God, Sky Vodka just bought. Oh, that's cool.
Still owns Anchor, which we've drank willingly.
It's vodka. It's cool.
Or
apples and oranges.
It doesn't matter that Green Flash owns and bottles and distributes for Alpine. Those don't matter.
Okay.
It matters that Modelo Group has interest in
bad.
But see, here's the thing about that, though, is that eventually there's going to be another brewery. Like, let's say it's Mother Earth, and they decide to buy 10 other microbrews, and that then conglomerate is now corporate beer. So at what point?
But what are they doing to the beer? Are they like Green Flash loves Alpine so much they want it to be so right? Like they actually care about it. Yeah. I think that's why it feels.
So then that
different.
Becomes the next question: is it because they bought them, or is it because they bought them and then changed the beer?
Did they change
it? It's because
they made it. They made it more consistent.
Okay. They get a bad taste in their mouth when they feel like these other breweries are going to cut corners, whereas they feel Green Flash wouldn't cut corners.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's Ballast Point has the opportunity to never degrade, but it's the fact that people think that they could.
Because of who owns them now.
Because of who owns them.
So really, it's more just the speculation of the entire thing. It's not because anything technically has changed or will. It's the speculation of it.
Yeah.
The potential for change.
I see a lot of worry in the speculation.
Does the company care more about 50 cents or the quality of the beer?
Yeah. Just food for thought.
Yeah. So,
what are you doing over there? I feel like there's like evidence being gathered against me right now. I don't know.
All right. I think he's sending it.
He's a
Snapchat.
It's time for some voicemails. We have a healthy voicemail line, thanks to our listeners, because you're awesome. 559-492-0542. We encourage all listeners to call that line at some point and leave us something voicemail related. And I enjoy hearing everybody. And as a bearded brewer is trying to get Jake some headphones to listen to the voicemail.
It's not going
to
reach him.
It's okay.
What? Wow. Siri said, fuck you.
Siri, shut up.
Oh, it's my phone.
Tell Siri to shut up.
Just started talking.
Voicemail. So let's listen to voicemail.
I'm sorry, Dave. I don't think I can do that.
Who's Cortana? Oh,
this is To Your Beer on Twitter or on Tap, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm listening to your podcast. It makes my day go by easy, man. Sitting in the corner. I used to drink a lot of Bud Light and a lot of Steel Reserve. And that old English, but I thought that was craft beer, eh? But now I'm drinking the real stuff. Expensive stuff, man. I gotta ask my lady to lend me some feria so I can buy it. But hey, who cares, eh? I just pipe her down good. Pay her back like that. You know what I mean? Hey, also, what's your problem with Mexican beer? Mexican beer is good. My dad drinks it. My dad's a good dad. Hey, I have a dad. I don't know who he is. But anyway, Paco, I love your podcast. I get a lot of information, and I learned a lot. And that's it. I'm like the coolest guy in the block, eh? I'm here, and I'm drinking my craft beer, like my Firestone. Maybe you don't like it because of Duval, but orale.
Wow.
Don't. I drink anything craft. My money goes straight to the local breweries, eh? But thank you very much, eh? Maybe when I go to Fresno to meet my cousins, I'll go hang out with you. Get you back, that's it. I like watching. What can I say? I like listening to your podcast. I bump it in my 64 Impala. I say, "Home, you don't even know what you're talking about. Listen to them. Get the information. You know what I'm saying? Orale, vato. I can watch you. This is Chew Your Beer. I think I talked to you before.
Yeah.
I can watch you. Peace out."
Thank you, Chew Your Beer.
Oh, my God.
Chew Your Beer on tap. He's awesome.
I don't know if I've
ever
heard.
I feel like it's my cousin or something.
And unseen.
I have never heard a better voice.
That's either an old vato or a white guy trying to be a vato. I'm still not quite sure.
That was a relatively good.
That was good.
Everything.
Wow.
That might have been Cheech Marin. I'm just saying. It could have been Cheech.
That was awesome.
Bump it in the 6-4.
My Impala. Orale.
Paul. Guys? It's Diamond.
Diamond.
What's up, Diamond?
A little refreshing, crisp sound.
I think Diamond's been drinking.
I'm enjoying a beer. Was a sculpin.
What?
Here.
What? Oh, this is sculpin.
It's got to be before. It's pre-buyout beer, right? There's no way they could have made beer, processed it, put it in bottles, and got it here within like 3 weeks, right?
It's probably pre-buyout. It's okay.
It's delicious. I've dreamed. They have grapefruit sculpin there too.
Did you get it?
It looks like I'm gonna have to go and buy all of their displays, and then I can never buy it ever
for
again.
$15.
Yeah. Buy all the pre-buyout beer.
Buyout beer. That
drink that buyout beer, bro.
Oh, did I tell you that Sculpin's really good? That's really all I've ever heard you guys talk about when you talk about it.
We used to.
Peter Burr, where's the music? We need the music, Peter Burr.
If I could close my eyes.
I just want to let you guys know that I had it. Armageddon is upon us.
Beermageddon.
Hopefully.
Beermageddon.
Nobody else gets bought out. Oh, another thing. you guys like stouts. At least I know
some of us.
A few of you do. The brewery out of Holland, Michigan, called New Holland.
New Holland
has dragons.
Van Holland.
We named this town. This town is now New Holland.
Four different types of reserves. One is a raspberry, one is chocolate with coffee beans, and the other is...
Wow.
You're actually doing it.
Chili pepper. I don't know what the other one is. I have it, but I just haven't seen the label in a while because it's stashed in the back of the beer fridge along with the rest of them.
Nice.
Just wanted to know what kind of one of those you would guys would like now that I have the information that was ever so nicely donated to me through a DM on Twitter. love you guys' podcast. About as much as I love this Sculpin. It's good. I'm going to go drink the rest of this pack.
Right, cheers, Diamond.
We're second to a buyout beer.
Here's the irony of it. And he mentioned like the Armageddon portion of it, and that's the movie that the fucking song came from.
Yes, you weren't here last week, Dave. Yeah.
Well, also, he's hip to the buyout beer hashtag already.
Yeah, he's already hit the buyout beer. Yeah.
Buyout beer.
So yeah, last week somebody, I think it was Paul from Fairfax, called in. And he was just like
Beer McGinn.
Was it?
I think it was Diamond. No, it was we just heard from. No, Paul too.
But somebody said craft beer Armageddon, and I was just like, oh my god, god, this is the only thing that reminds me of Armageddon.
Okay,
but so Diamond sent me a photo on Twitter of Sculpin in his store. Guess what price it is.
Oh yeah, they dropped the shit out of it.
$13.99 for a fucking 6-pack. I was like, dude, I would buy that. Not $16.99.
Yeah, they're like $13.99.
We made our money already.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we got our money. We can sell it for cheap.
Hey, Perfect Pour. This is Kyle. First time caller.
Hi, Kyle.
Listener for like 6 months. Mikey, I'm the guy from the 4th of July party, so been enjoying your guys' podcast, learned a ton, and been able to get some really good beers over the last couple months here.
I am learned things from us
at a Jolly Folly IPA.
Ah.
And just to thank you guys so much for what you've done, I am going to leave this for you to try. Thanks for the looking out. Thanks for the been caught drinking. You know, it really helps a lot of us kind of learn more about some of the great other styles there are out there, and more importantly, where to get them. So thank you guys. Enjoy.
Thanks, Kyle.
Cheers
was nice.
To you guys.
I like somebody actually mentioning the Bincott drinking as educational.
I think there was somebody at the garden today saying that they wanted to donate some bottles of Perfect Pour.
That was probably Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle. Hmm. It's never gotten that. That was awesome, dude. Oh, wait. I think Kyle is back.
Perfect Pour. This is Kyle again. Sorry for the follow-up message, but just forgot to say that California Fresh Market over here on the coast is where the Curly Polly was found. And I get the privilege in my job of traveling up and down the valley, specifically Bakersfield and the Central Coast, where we have pretty good selection. So
modern times.
Not offering to be a beer mule, but we have access.
Thanks, Drew.
The, the list of looking out for grows. So just offering a little bit. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kyle.
I'm not offering, but I'm not saying no.
When it's convenient, I'll pick it up and drop it off. But don't message me.
But you're not getting it.
I would be the same way. I'd be like, don't count on me for anything. But I might bring you a beer once in a while. But don't fucking count on me.
Don't ask.
More voicemails.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Driving,
Scotty B.
I talked to that secret person that I was saying I want to be on the show with again.
What?
And it's Steven Zach. I mean, there is somebody from the Warthogs. Well, he is from the Warthogs, but there's somebody high up in the Warthogs we can have on the show too. I'll talk to him later. We'll keep him secret for now.
Okay.
Let's just say his name.
Keep Steven Vaughn.
There's a high
secret
up guy in the Warthogs. I think it would be fun to have on the show. I'll let you know about him later.
All right,
but
thanks.
Anyway, me and Steven Zach from Garage Door Brewing did a collab.
Ooh. And it was, what? Garage Door Brewing did a collab with the
Sky? And, you know, I don't know, maybe you should wait till that Bailey
Works?
Drink before you have us on. I don't know. It doesn't matter when. It really doesn't. But, you should have me and Steven Zach on the show. He reminded me that he actually has been on the show. I wasn't sure. I know it's been a while.
Come on, Scotty B.
But yeah, and hey, guess who I just saw at House of Pendragon?
Who?
Can you guess?
No.
You get that? I saw
Willie Mays,
Matt Napolitano,
what?
And Dave Renteria.
What?
Right now, as a guest.
What were we doing in the teen district?
We got the same hairstyle. No facial hair. And no head hair either.
No
head Pretty
hair.
Cool. Just see us together. Transit.
That's what she said.
Well, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Driving, Scotty B. Yeah, you saw Scotty B at House of Pendragon?
Yeah, so once in a while, me and Dave have a Tuesday where we go out and have
bro
a couple of
night.
Beers. Yeah, a bro out.
Bro out.
We have a bro out.
Dude, bro out.
And usually,
hashtag bro out.
Usually we end up at Goldstein's because...
Do you use the hashtag bro out so I can follow what you're doing that
They're
night?
Like, oh, a couple of bros just walked in.
We might hashtag bro out.
Can bros get brunch?
I'm not gonna, what?
Like, what's going on? We gotta get that downtown tasting room going. There's too many bros here.
So, I was just like, I could use a beer at Pendragon. He was like, so could I. That sounds like a good idea. And so we fucking went to Pendragon Tuesday. Not yesterday, because today's Friday, but we went there Tuesday.
Right.
Wow. Tuesday.
Lucky
I would gladly pay you Tuesday.
We got one more voicemail. 559-492-0542. Call us. Give us content.
Do it.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Paul.
Yes.
You know, from Fairfax.
We do.
Marin County.
That was some hilarious shit with the Aerosmith song last week. And since Matt made a comparison with 90s bands and pretty things, I have my own band analogy to share here.
All right.
So a long, long time ago, I played in a couple bands. I used to play...
Me too.
At a club in Berkeley called 924 Gilman, which is still going strong.
Gilman,
the
dude.
The most notable
punk band club
to come out of that place around that time was Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
Green Day actually opened for us back when they were like in high school. But anyway, Green Day did destroy the ethos of that place, which was indie, super indie. A lot of craft bands, a lot of indie bands there.
Nice.
But anyway, there was a band, a little pre-Green Day, called Operation Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
They were this ska punk band. That was the era of the hybrid. You were either like thrash funk or you were ska punk. If you're really crazy, you were thrash funk, ska punk, reggae metal. But anyway, Operation Ivy was, they were just out of control good. Their live shows were amazing. They were getting more and more popular. And it wasn't long before the major record labels started coming knocking, and they kept saying, no thanks, no thanks, trying to keep their integrity. But they just got so big and so popular, and the pressure to sign to a label got so big that they just said, fuck it, we quit. And they broke up. So kind of, it's kind of like...
These are pretty things.
Kind of like pretty things. So in this situation, pretty things is Operation Ivy, and Alice Point is Green Day, right?
Yep, yep.
Anyway,
wow. Yep.
This concludes my
well done
band analogy for
Thanks,
the week.
Paul.
I'll talk to you soon.
Good job, Paul. Well done.
So Ballast Point is now playing Wake Ballast- Me Up When September Ends.
Ballast Point has a musical on Broadway.
Yeah.
Operation Ivy is there. Half the band is working in a grocery store. Right,
how is there not a beer called Ska Punk Reggae Metal?
Well, it's Ska Brewing.
It's Ska Brewing. They love Ska.
So Paul never got around to saying what his two bands were.
Oh,
he
didn't
want
to name a band.
He said Green Day opened for his band.
Right.
What was...
What is this band? Dude, I guarantee you, producer Becky, my wife, probably saw him play because she was hanging out at Gilman around Green Day's time. She was on a Stinson Beach. Paul knows his beach, Stinson Beach in Marin, and the Green Day guys came up to them. They were just having the bonfire with their little flyers, like, "Hey, you should go check us out. We're a punk band," and gave them little fly, you know, your little handbills you give, and like hung out with them at the fire for a while, and then moved on. Like that's how she actually hung out with them on the beach in Stinson before they were whether any handing out flyers mode of their lifespan. So
wow.
So that's a perfect analogy. Green Day is Ballast Point. Operation Ivy is Pretty Things.
Damn it.
There was a guy that me and the brother used to work with, and he always had this story about one day he was eating at Denny's and Green Day was there, and they all hung out and talked.
And they talked.
Yeah.
Exchanged words.
So that was voicemails 559-492-0542. Please call us with those kind of awesome things. That is my favorite part of the show. Now it's time for Bing Cartridge. Everybody open up your Untapped and tell us what you've been drinking of interest in the past week. We've got a lot of people here to get through some Untapped in here. Anybody ready to go?
I'll go because mine is short. The list.
So sad.
We knew.
So I didn't do much drinking after this podcast last week, and then I felt rather too ill to drink Sunday, Monday. So I was at House of Pendragon. I did have a big ass Zealous, so it was an Imperial coffee stout from them.
A Baz.
And then they tapped a freshly named, couldn't even find it on Untapped. It was a smoked porter from House of Pendragon.
Whoa.
Brother, be jealous.
I am jelly.
And then I finished the night off with a Lancelot.
Lamplot.
And then I feel like I didn't hate myself enough, so after Dave dropped me off at home, I had a Firefall.
I did not know this.
From Tioga Sequoia?
Is that an Adele song? Firefall?
I love Firefall Red.
Hello.
It's just a thing.
It's a good beer.
That's what I've been caught drinking.
All right, Nick.
Hi there.
What have you been caught drinking?
Can I tell a sad story really
quickly? Yes, we can all be sad.
Go ahead, I'm listening. I promise.
Yeah, you go ahead and listen hard. So we had a birthday party over the weekend, and I officially brought a knife to a gunfight.
Uh-oh.
So I brought a bunch of cool craft beers.
Yeah.
to a party where people were drinking whiskey.
Oh, damn. Did somebody tell you it was a whiskey? Like, was this officially announced to everyone else? Whiskey party.
Nope.
If you bring beer, you're a dumbass.
Actually, nobody asked me to bring beer. I just assumed bring cool beer.
That's what you do. You wherever you go, you're like, I'm going to bring beer.
And so I brought four.
Six-year-old parties I love.
A four-er of. Four doesn't sound as cool as sixer. Damn it. I brought a four-pack. A quad
of quarter
of breakfast quad. Stout from Founders.
Nice.
Ooh. Very nice.
And
it's impressive.
I thought, oh man, I'm going to knock this out of the park, right?
People are going to be like, this dude's cool.
Yeah. So, like,
this guy's a bro.
And everybody's drinking Jameson. And I'm like, it's that kind of party. And so,
let me go back.
Did everyone have to put their keys in a bowl when you got in the door too?
Yeah, it was almost that style of party. And so, what I witnessed was a blind pull out of the fridge. Somebody just grabbed a Founder's breakfast stout, a whole one. Didn't even bother to share it. They just grabbed a whole one, popped the cap, started drinking it. No fucking clue. You could tell they had no idea what they were drinking. They just knew they wanted a beer.
Blind grab.
They continued the conversation.
Hashtag blind grab.
Yeah. They kept talking. Just like, so how's it going? Open fridge, grab beer, pop cap. that's great. Yeah, so the wife and kids are good. Woo, shot of Jameson. Start drinking beer. Like, oh my God, that guy just wasted a fucking Founder's. Had no fucking
clue. I hate that when somebody's drunk off their ass, not a beer, even if they're a beer geek, really.
Yeah.
They're drunk off their ass and they open up something important and it's like, you're just fucking wasting that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is sad.
I feel for you, friend.
Man down.
For you.
I feel sad. Down.
Damn.
Lost the soldier.
Dave, have you been drinking anything interesting lately?
I was at Matt and I went to Southgate a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Southgate.
Had a little bit of, I don't remember what I had there though. I had a brown ale. Dad, it was really good.
The pecan brown.
Pecan brown, that's right. Yeah. I even brought home a growler of it.
Pecan.
it's pronounced pecan.
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 At Pendragon, I had the Boers, which was their brown ale, which was freaking hoppy gorgeous. Brown. Yeah, and then the Oktoberfest, which was really good as well. But I've actually, the last couple of weeks, I've really been leaning more towards the whiskey myself.
Whiskey.
Yeah, I've been...
Nothing wrong with the whiskey.
When I'm at home and I'm Mexican, I've had my Jack and Coke, and then I've had a couple other higher-end whiskeys when I'm out and about. But yeah, so it's kind of where I've been at lately, so... Yeah.
Nice.
So now... I had... speaking of which, when I read about the barrel age is coming out tomorrow for Rush Day, I saw that they were High West barrels that were used for some of them. And I actually got to go and have High West whiskey in Utah when I was there about a month ago. And their whiskey is phenomenal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when I saw High West barrels, I was like, that's going to be – that makes me happy. So
it's all right. It's all right.
Now – whatever, hipster.
had High West barrels.
That was really much it for me. I've been kind of laying low, so I do apologize for not having much of a showing.
Yeah, that's terrible. Don't ever show up again.
Jake from State Farm, what the hell have you been doing, dude?
I know what that is.
Just, cruising he's Bakersfield. Got something to...
Bakersfield? What the hell's in Bakersfield, bro?
Besides modern times.
Whales, bro!
I had a pleasure to go to...
him and Big Game when they roomed together.
Big Game James.
I
had
a pleasure to go to
a bottle
brunch. Are you Big Game James?
Apocalypse bottle
getting
share.
Brunch at the Crystal Palace.
And I got to try some Hawaiian Speedway Stout.
Stout.
It is delicious and very coconutty.
Oh, no.
And
Nah.
And it had the the self-proclaimed whale, Parava Java.
You had it?
And it is delicious.
It's self-proclaimed. Parava Java is like, this is a whale.
Well, there's a guy who posted.
I'm a whale.
There's a guy who posted on the Central Valley Craft Heads, whatever, that he bought 54 bottles
Of Parava Java.
And then turned around and tried to sell them for $80 a pop.
Oh, he tried to make money.
Oh, douche. So he was a douchebag.
Symbolism money.
He's a douchebag. You could have said that from the get-go.
What are you, some kind of Jedi? I'm a Nubian. I believe in money.
I went to the local spot, Drinking Hole at Doss, and I had some Burma County down tap,
And then the Stosocity.
You had Budweiser County? Is that what you said?
Bud County. And then Stosocity.
B.O.B.
Graniac. That's pretty good. Some Mosaic Promise.
Is that the one that looks like it says colon blow?
Yeah, colon blow. I'll take some colon blow,
please. Oh, man, colon blow.
That was an SNL skit, right?
Yeah. How many bowls of colon blow?
Oops, I crapped my pants.
And it was a bottle. It was a bottle show that day too. So I brought.
I'll bet it was.
I brought from Bakersfield the
colostomy bottle,
a crowler of a robust porter from Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And they got some Elysian beers out there.
Oh, and corporate.
Still not bio beer. Robin.
Still not here yet.
Man, there's a lot of bio beer.
Hashtag Bob.
And then on Monday, I opened a Degard. Goes. That was good.
Degard goes.
That was so good.
Monday, like you woke up Monday morning, you're like, and open up a Degard.
It's like in memory of my uncle who passed away.
Oh, so. Okay.
That's right. You know what? Respect, I didn't see that. Respect. Condolences.
So it was respect. Yeah, I was like, you know, let's open a whale today.
Hell yeah.
So that, and I had some, I got to try the new Catching Up IPA from Riley's.
God damn it, I actually want to try that.
And it's actually very good.
Ooh, Evan, yeah.
Mike brought a bottle. That bottle
is that in bottles now?
Yeah, it will be, but it's not out yet. I haven't seen it in the markets yet.
Okay.
But it will be in Bombers. But,
we do have a podcast that donate a bottle to.
Because it's good advertising. Then, free advertising. All we have to do is give us beer.
There's like millions of people listening to this.
I was at Goldstein's and I had some
millions.
Some fum and some foe.
Oh, because like it's FIFA for fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
Today was a giant release today.
Oh, cool.
At Goldstein's.
Well, you were using
was Kenny
water.
There?
Kenny was there and Julian. So two people that work at the brewery.
Basically. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Goldstein's bringing in some talent. See, Fresno, we're not saturated. We're fine.
Exactly.
Fine, bro.
Wait.
Wait.
Whoa.
That magic
sound. I love gold.
Look at what did you bring? Another beer that Jake from State Farm brought us.
It's a grog.
Glug.
I've been to Grog's before. They're cool.
Jameson.
I've been to Grog's so many times.
We've come
the only
circle.
Place in town with
what
Jameson
is going
untapped.
On tonight. The universe is playing tricks with us.
That's good sound right there.
What the hell is this?
Milk.
It's a rum barrel age stout, right?
Interesting.
It's a rum barrel age. Yep. Paso Robles.
Barrel house from Paso. Just a stone's throw away from Firestone Duval Walker. Duval.
Brown sugar imperial ale. 12 months. In rum barrels. All right.
Sweet and rummy.
Up says coconut.
I'm out, bro.
Death by coconut.
I'm out, bro.
This is going to be next.
I haven't had a death by coconut yet. Because I just deplore coconut.
Really? In any form?
Pretty much. Although I will have a pina colada and enjoy that.
It's because of the song, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all the song.
I knew it.
It's all from the song. I was caught drinking at Sequoia, no relation to any other things, breweries in town. Sequoia, garage sale pale. They have a garage sale rye. It's a rye pale. That was actually pretty good.
Nice.
Wasn't too bad. I liked
terrible
it.
Terrible name, but.
Yeah. Doesn't sound that appetizing.
Like Sue, but
the garage sale pale, though, it was good. I'm going to sue you.
Yes, I take all your money.
I haven't really been out this week, so you know, forgive me. So I've had a slow week as well. I've just been I had a Pinner, six pack of Pinner.
Nice.
I've been just using that all week.
Throwback.
And just outstanding.
Well, also, you had it a la Coneheads, where you opened up all six at once and drank it.
Yep.
Who also refused to buy out?
And must respect the Oscar Blues Brewing, and also Dust Bowl Hops of Wrath. Ooh. It was actually a little bit older bottle, and it was still just quite fine.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Wasn't that old, but I mean, it was still good.
I do love Dust Bowl.
Super Dust Bowl. Old. Dust Bowl. So much now, sugar. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Look it out. Some beers to look out for as we're drinking this. Oh, this grog is coming around my way. I will drink.
Grog.
So, my looking out for, thanks for asking.
Hey, what are you looking out for, Bitterbird?
One of the last releases from Modern Times, big surprise, is City of the Sun.
I have one. I didn't bring it, I forgot.
Motherfucker.
Because I live in Bakersfield sometimes, so I get spoiled. And then
I get all the Modern Times. I always see all this Bakersfield social media, and it's just like, for me, for Fresno, it looks like some random bar. I'm just here having the Modern Times at a freaking dust, freaking ditch hole bar on the alley, in the side of the fucking alley. That's great.
It's Titty Milk Cafe.
Yeah. I guess I should get on the Amtrak and go down the Baker Sale.
What else?
Maybe a month old. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What else, Bitterbird?
something that Jacob's not going to go.
something that Nick and I can tangent off of. Could you give us something? Because I don't think we've tangented off something you've said yet.
We have not had a solid tangent. Yeah.
Come on, give us something to tangent.
Fuck your tangents.
Down.
I can work with that.
Up and trucking.
Got we gonna do it. Go. It can be done.
Short time to get there.
He's running down that road.
Look at that bandit room.
Look at that bandit room.
I actually heard that on my Sirius XM the other day too. I was fucking grooving.
Oh, way to show off! They have Sirius XM, Dave, asshole.
Dick.
And then you twisted the cork in half. That's weird.
I was angry.
And then we have the newest collab. Mario actually dropped the bomb, the information bomb on this this morning.
That is the man.
Stone Brewing has done a collab with the Sierra Nevadas because they are some of California's finest hoppy breweries, as they like to self-proclaim. And I'm going by the Texas term where there's South by Southwest Festival. So I'm calling this the North by South collaboration, and it's an IPA.
In excess,
but I'm calling it North by South. Because South by Southwest is
I think
X,
that's what they're trying
SX,
to say, yeah.
SW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck it. I want it.
It's a dry hopped IPA barrel aged. Like
partial barrel age.
Half of it's a dry hopped IPA. The other half's a barrel aged IPA. It's 8.2%. It's got Magnum, Amarillo, Chinook, Cascade. It's out now, but in limited release.
By the way, Tioga Sequoia already did that.
True story. Four hops?
No. We had dry hop General Sherman aged in bourbon barrels for 8 months. Pulled it out and then dry hopped it.
It was good.
And released it on draft.
And it was good.
So we had a dry hopped barrel aged IPA. It wasn't two different beers blended,
mm-hmm.
but it was a dry hopped barrel aged IPA.
Nice.
You did all those things to one beer, but they did a mix of two. I like yours better.
So
I haven't had the other
one yet. But anyways.
Hopefully we have that in the next show, but we'll be at rush day for the next show, so I don't know. Well, it's going to be a weird show next week, guys. Get ready.
Broke
super well. Yeah. any more, Peter Brewer, you were looking out
for? Nope, that's it. Don't care about anything else.
Nick, what are you looking out for? Are you looking out for something?
I am still looking out for the Stone's latest Chocoveza.
Six-pack?
Yes.
Is it Sixers?
The Loco?
The
Loco.
Oh, no, the Loco's the sour, right?
I think so. And then there's a charred.
But they have a regular.
Okay, I'm just knowing it.
Yeah. I thought that Fort had that already.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
I haven't been there in a while.
I think I saw him post something about the newest Chocoveza.
Okay. So there might be a chance it's here in town.
Possibly. So you're saying there's a chance.
Austria. Good day, mate.
Hello. Little ship on a Vabe. Was there a show Vesa? Was there any more, Nick?
Damn it, no.
Oh.
Well, no, I'm interested in that the sour version of the Choco Vesa.
Oh, yeah, sour.
The Loco.
Sour Vesa. Rogue Brewing out of Oregon, they are having a collab with Yard House.
There's a new one.
Yeah. Really? Spruce Tip IPA.
Oh, no.
Yep. Spruce Tip. It's obviously, it's a spruce IPA.
Malt bomb.
Yeah. And it's got on their bottle, it's going to be in 20 bottles. It's just interesting that it's with Yard House. And the guy, it's, you know, one of those classic Rogue bottles. It's like the guy, usually I think they usually use it like the brewer or something as some, somebody's, you know, face. Sometimes they do. So it looks like the brewer, and he's got a yard. He's drinking a beer with the yard, and there's like pine trees around him and stuff. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting that they did a collab with Yard House.
I wonder who the contract brewer for Yard House is.
I thought, whoa, ooh, you just opened it. It was Golden Road, wasn't it? It was Golden Road,
yeah.
It was Golden Road, and Golden Road does contract brewer for
Trader Joe's.
And I wonder if that's still the case. Now I can't have Trader Joe's beer.
Cannot have Trader Joe's.
I didn't even think about that. Can't have Trader Joe's beer, sorry.
Secret
but I think they
beer.
Only do the cans at the Trader Joe's, right?
The can. The canned beer is the...
Whatever, El Dorado.
Yeah. Oh, man. I did not think about that. So. Now I can't have house
the
beer.
The bottles used to be Gordon Biersch. I don't know if
at
still true.
Yard House. Yeah, mind blown, dude. Now I can't have house beer at Yard House, which I have had. And I can't have
Trader Joe's
beer. Holy shit. Wow.
See, the far-reaching implications of this shit?
See, we're too educated here. I mean... If we were educated, I could just drink Ballast Blade all day long and pay $20 for a six-pack.
Back to the days of being stupid.
Don't ask, don't tell.
New Belgium Lips of Faith series, a new one coming out. I don't necessarily care, but I'm just trying to inform the general poor public. Blackberry Barley Wine. Damn. Lips of Faith, a blackberry barley wine. 10%. 22-ounce bottles. It's got nugget hops in it, and it's just coming out now. So,
be so sweet.
Look nugget. For a new Lips of Faith series from New Belgium.
Oh, yeah.
And, locally, the Alldays Bearded Brewer, the Alldays Founders 15-pack of Allday is at BevMo. The BevMo's got the 15-pack in cans. Ooh. So... Something there's a reason to go into BevMo.
Probably left it sitting outside all day, though.
it's on their warm shelf, obviously.
Yes, but it's winter.
And there you go.
45 degrees outside.
You make a good point.
Now's the time to shop at BevMo. Right.
Is there anything you guys are looking out for that you haven't had yet that's out floating trucks. Out there right now? You're like, well, why does that not come? You're in Bakersfield. You get everything.
It's not 90 degrees yet today. Let's turn the heater up.
It's probably collaboration with Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, dude. We better have had that by next show. That's all I'm saying. We can bring that into a rush day, can't we? If we get it, Bitterbrew.
What?
You're just gonna? Can you look the other way if we bring that in there?
Bring what?
Exactly.
There you go.
You
just answered my question.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I need to know. Cheers.
My cheers goes to Dave.
Wow. To Dave? What did Dave do?
He's pretty awesome.
He did awesome.
We went to Pendragon and we went to Popolo's. That's like two of my basic requirements. Is beer
place.
And
I don't know
beer
how you can drink beer after Popolo's. That place.
Well, you got to.
The bread is so thick. If you just have salad bar,
we had salad bar and I had minestrone today. Yeah. I knew what was headed after.
There was no bread. It was all greens.
How do you go to Popolo's and not
Mikey,
order pizza?
Don't bring anything yet.
It was right.
We
before,
have something ready to go.
It was right before closing, so we were just cleaning it up.
It's
a lunch bag.
We have a very special.
Just sweep the remnants into my mouth off the
Mikey,
salad bar.
Get your ass back in your seat.
Trust me, we have a very special bottle that we're going to open.
Okay. Oh, it's in a bag. So it must be. No need to grab that Bud Light. Come on.
It's in a homeless guy's bag.
We're about to pop open our first 40 on the show.
Never mind the fact that might be looking out for that fucking skip, but whatever. It's all
barrel aged malt liquor.
Barrel aged Steel Reserve.
What have you been looking out for, Dave?
I'm looking out for that Scotty B and Garage Door Brewing collab.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good ass collab. Yeah. Those are two good local home brewers.
They brewed it off. So Scotty was. He was kind of going on about the Garage Door Brewing Emporium.
He was.
It is a nice place, I will say. But apparently
they've never been.
I'm interested to have both, though, because they brewed it, they split it, and they both took it home to ferment and finish. So I want to see how both beers turn out being in different locations after it was brewed.
But I want to do it as blind, though, and not know whose is whose. That would be awesome. Not know,
and then break somebody's heart when you say this one's better.
Scotty's,
yeah, but that's reality radio.
Scotty's hands clapping when we drink his will set it off. They're trying it. Scotty, we know it's yours.
Oh. No, he's gonna swing that arm and he's gonna go, "How do you like it, chief?" And that's how you're gonna know it's his.
Wow. Hey guys, you're drinking my version.
Hey guys. Can you drink me? I'm brewing.
Oh, we love Scotty. He's a good old boy.
It's gotta be. Cheers. We're cheersing. Cheersing. Anyone?
My cheers goes right back to Matt. Not the best week, but he's brought me out of my slump. He's actually kind of. He's turned things. Helped me turn things around a little bit this week. So cheers to Matt.
Turn left around upside down.
Good. Beat around. Good indie beer Samaritan.
I didn't want him to miss a thing. That's what I was trying to say.
It's like my week was like Armageddon, and Matt didn't want me to miss anything.
So. Even when he dreams of you, his sweetest dreams are never match up to you.
See how this table's separated right here? And you're on that side.
He's been singing it in the shower, so he had time to work out the lyrics.
Holy shit, dude. There was not even hesitation there. It's like, I know all the words, but I'm going to stop for just a moment.
I've been singing it all week because of the Bearded Brewer, damn it.
Wait a second. This shines some light. So you say you're a Van Halen fan, but were you secretly an Aerosmith fan?
No.
More I was than Van Halen.
No, never. Never. Come on now. Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
I was gonna say Tyler Perry.
That's something else.
Damian Lee Roth versus Steven Tyler. Come on now, Jesus.
Madea's Armageddon.
David Lee Roth would never host American Idol.
Okay. Say David Lee Roth is sick. And even Steely Dan Tyler.
That's
Aerosmith tribute.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was trying to say.
So David Lee Roth is sick. You have to go to the show. They can't cancel it. So it's either Steven Tyler or Sammy Hagar that has to fill in.
Oh, who would you choose? Sammy, dude. I like Sammy too.
Oh, I thought you didn't.
No,
like
I'm
Sammy.
Not a Dave or nothing guy. I like both. All right. I like both. All right.
Better than Steven Tyler.
Pound Cake, good beer name.
Pound Cake, what beer is that? What kind of style is that?
Pound Cake?
What kind of beer would that
Pound
be?
Cake
it's
style?
That's self-explanatory. Yeah.
That's a stout if there ever was.
Stout. Drill.
So, before we move on to the next cheers.
Yeah.
I only know of two bottles of this left. I'm sure there's probably more out there somewhere. Because I know you have one, right?
Yep.
So, you have one. You've been holding on this one for me for a little bit.
Yep.
But.
Nick, drum roll.
Yeah, drummer. We have Catacomb.
I know who has some more.
That is, I think a couple years ago, we were like, hey, if you see a Catacomb Brew blueberry out there,
bring it
on the shelf, get it.
I had two.
Tioga Sequoia.
The last one was here that I had, and this one is here.
Original Catacomb Blueberry Saison. Famous for everybody was pissed off.
Get the wine opener.
When this beer was...
There might be a cork in there.
When this beer was first released, everybody was like, there's no blueberries. This beer sucks. And then as the time went by, it got better and better and better, and that then became a legendary beer in the aging process.
The Blueberries.
Looking for a different
wine
opener.
The wine opener
did not open. Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks for nothing.
A lot. Hold it up to the mic.
Ooh. I love gold.
That was an impressive.
Yeah, that was a good. By the way, all the beer pouring and opening sounds are real sounds. Those are not sound effects.
Not sound effects.
Damn, that's
filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Filmed in front of a live nothing.
Live dog.
Still see you
in front of a live studio ghost.
Yeah. Mikey's trying to hit.
Foam.
Yep. There's gnats in here.
It's the glass.
Oh, gnats.
Oh, it's also been natural.
Oh, gnats.
I've been waiting for that. So.
Right. Heater. Stank ho.
Jake from State Farm is like, had his glass out. We're like, come on, bro.
Pour. Yeah!
Woo! Catacomb.
The doctor's ready, JJ.
Nobody in town. This may be the last bottle in existence.
Matt has one.
Oh.
I know Matt has one.
Bottles still do exist in people's cellars. Tioga has zero bottles, and they have 5 gallons. That's it.
Ooh, you have a 5-gallon keg for some sort of really super special.
So many people have hit me up. They're like, hey, so we have such a... And I'm like, no.
Nope, not good enough.
I know what you're asking
not good
for.
Enough.
Nope.
My dad just turned 125, and his dying wish is Tioga Sequoia Blueberries Catacomb Brew. Nope, not good enough.
We already opened the last bottle.
Not
bad at all.
Hmm.
It's very good.
It's good. I'm not getting enough blueberry.
I'm ready to make this into a beer-mosa.
I've had this
carbonation. Pour this on your waffles.
I want to give cheers to your Brian Debates, Corinda. Chew your beer, of course. Chew your beer.
Odale.
Chew your beer. Brian Scott.
Chew a beer.
Tommy IPA Assassin. And, of course, our patrons. One of which is in the room right now.
Boom.
Our patrons. There is a new app. Thank you, Dave. There is a new app for Patreon. Has an app. Patreon. 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 Go find an app, and then you can sign up, get your name in the app, and then you can donate to the Perfect Pour. Patreon.com/Perfect Pour. Or you can check the show notes, and there'll be a link you can click, or perfectpourpod.com. All these are ways you can go to the Patreon and donate to the show and help us drink beer. Basically, you're just going to give us a beer. You're going to donate $5 or more and give us a beer. Like Dave gives us beer every month, bro. There's a six-pack of the Enjoy By. Maybe listeners bought that for us, so patrons bought that for us. So really appreciate our patrons and all your support, everyone that donates beer. If you ever want to send us beer, you can go to perfectpourpod.com, email us, or go to the About page, something. Just get a hold of us some way, and we will gladly accept your beer donations. We are not above that.
Patrons will never be buying Rebel IPA for you.
Yeah, it'll just sit there and age. And Jake from State Farm, thank you for bringing all this beer.
Oh, just brought a couple, yeah.
Thank you for a bearded brewer for bringing some beer. And just thank you everybody that shares and gives us love and helps us out. We really appreciate it. And I hope to see you if you're at all local at Rush Day. We will be there hanging out. Drinking and having bearded brewer bring us beer. Nick and I'll just be hanging out and like
hanging out,
waiting for more beer.
Day drinking
with our mics.
That's a song. It's a country song.
All right. Anything anybody want to anything have to say before we check out this week?
We got a name of the episode.
All right, name of the episode.
Beer's looking at you.
Beer's looking at you, kid.
Beer's looking at you, kid.
Nice.
Yeah,
Shay. Do we follow them? Is that an Instagram?
It's an Instagram.
All right. All right, well, thanks. Everyone, enjoy your week of drinking craft beer. Remember, you can call us 559-492-0542 and tell us about your stuff. PerfectBoardPod.com. Thanks. Enjoy your indie beer week. Week of being an indie beer drinker. Are we all good? Everyone good?
Are we good? Hashtag indie beer.
Fuck this podcast.
Bomb, bomb, bomb. Whoa, wait, wait, Nick.
Hashtag ugly Christmas sweater party at Pita Kebab, December 17th.
Oh, yeah. I will be there. Please come.
Please come.
Jake will be there in his skinny sweats.
Jake will be there in his skinny sweats.
Skinny sweats.
Jigging.
Oh, I can feel my ears again.